Beating that one. Our first cut this afternoon from the brand new feature album here on 2SER. The album is called Love Hate. It's by Jess Ribeiro, and that song was called Stranger. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. As the leading agency for photography and photo media, for over 40 years, the Australian Centre for Photography has supported and promoted contemporary artists, educated audiences and students of photography, and inspired conversations through the lens-based artistic practices. On now at the Australian Centre for Photography Project Space Gallery is the exhibition Plant Plus Human, which explores the intimate connection between humans and the botanical, acknowledging both our historical and contemporary entanglements with the ecology. And we're so happy to have us joined on the phone, the curator of this exhibition, Dr. Alison Holland. Doctor, you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon to join with us. What was the inspiration behind the theme for Plant Plus Human?
Well, I was inspired by a group called Pony Express, two artists that worked together with experimental bio art, and they were proposing that, you know, plants and humans could have a very intimate relationship, which they call ecosexuality. So from that kind of novel idea or approach, I decided to look more closely at our intimate connection between plants and humans and the history of that and the complexity of that.
And really consider
how our collective and individual identities have been trained by our relationship with plants.
And I just wanted to ask you, what's bio art for the uninitiated?
Well, it's anything to do with the biological sciences, really. Artists who are sort of bordering on scientists in the way they approach their art-making processes.
And how do you go about the process of selection of artists and artworks for this exhibition?
Well, I suppose part of it was about picking up on the ideas behind certain artists' practice and those that have been really interested in looking at plants as being responsive to their environments, in a way being sentient. So that means having their own kind of spirit or nature. So there's Mary Randall, who's from Queensland, and she has Maori heritage as well as being Anglo-Australian. And also Mormon. So for her, trees have a lot to do with heritage. And she does this amazing animation where she's collected images of trees from Peru and Hawaii and New Zealand and Australia and combined them to create this fictional tree, which she then shows sort of gulping and pulsing with its own life forces.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. The exhibition, it's been on for a little while now. It opened on 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day.
That's right.
And I guess that's a day that we sort of associate with roses and flowers and the like.
Exactly. But also because I'm incredibly passionate about plants. So I thought, well, if I don't have someone giving me flowers, I'll just be with flowers myself.
And it worked?
Yeah, so we do feature a couple of works that have a lot of flowers in them, obviously, as well as plants and trees. But there's a series by Phil George of heritage roses that he grows in his garden, which sounds maybe a little bit mundane, but actually he looks at the history of roses coming out of Persia and over these beautiful portraits of individual specimens. He's overlaid the embellishments of interior of ancient Christian and Islamic churches where floral design is, you know, of importance and significance. And so he's referring to our shared heritage, our shared history of relationship with plants, but also about the conflict that is faced in that region as well.
And the artists who are showing there, is the bio arts, as you say, is that something that they specialise in, or it's one of the many things that's in their bow, in their quiver, rather?
No, generally, bio artists tend to focus on the art sciences. So Erica Seacombe is from the Australian National University, and she's done a lot of work that looks at the evolution of plant forms. And she's done some residencies at Kew Gardens and with botanists. And she's taken photographs, which she calls, you know, plants that I have known or plants that I have met. And then she manipulates them and relates back to the idea of the evolution of plants through changes, you know, natural changes and natural kind of genetic changes, but also the contemporary use of genetic modification as well.
And the Centre of Photography, it's not just a place where you hold exhibitions and everything, it's also a place of learning.
Exactly. Yeah, so apart from our education program, we have a lot of school groups that come here to learn about photography and to appreciate the exhibition. But we also have a workshop which offers, you know, 35 courses in different things from, you know, street photography to lighting studio to print room to how to use a drone. So, yes, we have like a diverse range of tutors who specialise in each of these areas.
And the students, they've been really responding to the works that are appearing as part of the Plant Plus Human exhibition?
We've been surprised at how many school groups have come in because I suppose it's something that's really touching the hearts of most people now is our relationship to the environment is so fragile. And so, you know, a teacher see that it's important to kind of visualise that quite strongly for students that come to visit us, yeah.
And there's always plenty of stuff going on there for students and for anyone else interested
right.
in the photographic arts. acp.org.au is the place to go to?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. It really sounds really wonderful stuff. What exhibitions you got coming up next?
The next one is a filmmaker. His name is Sam Smith. He's Australian, but he's been based in Europe for several years now, and he's created a film piece called Lithic Choreographies, which is about it's about how objects can actually tell the story of human civilization, but from their perspective, not from ours.
Wow, so much awesome stuff going on there at the Australian Centre for Photography. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon, Dr. Alison Holland.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about a project that's very close to my heart.
Well, I imagine the next project that will be close to your heart is probably only just around the corner, and we'll be more than happy to have you back on the Friday Drive program for when that eventuates.
Thank you so much.
You go and have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Oh, well, you bet I will. You bet I will, because I'm going to play some songs with some swearing in it here on Friday Drive 2SER. If you've got kids...